As I had a handwritten letter in my letterbox, Maz, and it's from Bev, which is very nice, just seeing if I was interested in the Bible.
Yeah, I mean, it's from Bev, but I feel like it's really from God.
So you read the pamphlet that was with the handwritten letter,
so
and it's
Bev,
Jehovah's Witness, is it?
Bev is a part of the Jehovah's Witness organisation, JW.org. That's the pamphlet. There's a QR code that you can scan to get some more information. And I think all Bev was letting you know is if in these wild times of 2020, if you've got some questions, maybe the Bible is a place that you could go to try and find some answers. I don't know. That might work out for some people. It might not work out for some people. All she's saying is the Bible is there as a resource. A
handwritten letter is a nice touch.
Isn't it nice? Doesn't it make you feel valued?
It really did.
She's taken so much time. Like, it's a decent-sized letter.
Yeah.
She's taken time out of her day to drop that off to her friendly neighbours.
I feel like she would have knocked on my door first. We weren't home, so she's written me a letter just to let me know about it. But people calling the show right now, 131060 with door-knocking stories. Let's go to Jan in Coffs on 131060. Morning, Jan.
Morning. How are you?
We're good. What
so
happened?
Good.
What happened when a Jehovah's Witness came to your place?
This was a long time ago because it was my daughter. So, she was a newbie. I not long had her. She was screaming and yelling, and this fella was at the door, Jehovah's. And I just said to him, look, you're going to have to go. I said, I've got to feed my child. He said to me, it's all right. You can feed her in front of me.
Oh, that's weird.
And I said, I'm breastfeeding. I said, no, thank you. You need to go, please, because she was really screaming by this time. So therefore, my daughter's priority, that was that.
Yeah, of course. That's fair call.
He didn't continue to stand there, did he?
He can't just close the door as well.
No. As I went to close the door, he put his foot in the door.
Oh, so
I had to stomp on his foot to close the door.
No, that's not okay.
Too forceful.
That's a little bit too forward.
Too much.
Like, just stand on the porch, knock on the door. Yeah. Someone opens the door, have a chat. If they slam the door in your face, walk away.
I've hid from a Jehovah's Witness once
what
in my
do
own
you
house.
Mean?
They knocked on my door and I hid. I turned off the TV and I crouched down and they went around to my side gate and looked over and looked through.
See, they're really keen to talk to you guys, you know.
Man.
I mean, yeah, entering a house without permission, that's definitely not protocol in the door-knocking trade.
We've been told they're required to drop off a certain amount of pamphlets. That's why they have to get them out there.
Possibly.
Yeah, there's a quota.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, think about if you're a newspaper delivery person. Mm. I know newspapers don't exist anymore, but I used to do a paper run when
so
I was
I.
a teenager.
Yeah.
And there's a certain amount of papers that you got to get out there. You got to stick one in every letterbox. Some people got two sometimes.
Yeah, I started dumping them.
That's not
getting
okay.
paid. Josh on the Central Coast. What did you do when you got a door knocker, mate?
How you going, guys?
Good, man.
I actually get the same thing, Gandhi, so handwritten letters every second week.
Oh, that's
from a guy named Mark.
Mark.
Yeah,
I've got a little estate that we used to live in, just recently moved because of COVID restrictions. He actually wrote on the letter, due to COVID restrictions, we can't preach. And I'd get this letter every second week, and the neighbours, they'd get one on like the odd week.
Is it the exact same letter, Josh, or is Mark mixing it up every couple of weeks?
No, it's sort of, because it's handwritten. He sort of, obviously the wording's, it's not scripted 100%, but he does, ask you to come and join him and him and his family and become a better way of life with the Jehovah's Witnesses.
So is this a new door knocking, is it? Because they're not allowed to with social distancing, they're writing letters instead. That's why they're popping up in our letterboxes.
Personally, they can't hand you a letter. Because they can't be within 1.5 metres. So you put in your letterbox.
So I'm not the only one. Yeah.
Good way of still getting the message out there because that's what they want to do. They believe in what they're doing and they want to share the message. It's actually a really COVID-safe way of doing that.
Still annoying. 131060, Callum on the Central Coast. Good morning.
G'day, buddy. How you going?
Yeah, good, man. How do you deal with door knockers? What happened?
Oh, I love to challenge them. So they'll come preach for you. So I'm like, all right, you can come in, tell me what's going on. And I pick points and I point out where their flaws are in their religions.
Callum, do you invite them into your home like a complete stranger?
I invite them in. I sit them down at the coffee table. Give them a drink and let them have their chat. And then I ask questions that are to be answered. And when they answer them, I then challenge them on their answers.
Okay.
That's next level.
Fun conversation for you.
Well, that's the point. Like, if you're converting people, hardly anyone talks to them, so they don't get better at doing it.
Yep.
And the only way to get better is practice. But more than that, if you're trying to teach something, you should understand where the flaws are in it.
Callum, I love that you have taken it upon yourself to educate the Jehovah's Witness organisation about their own religion. I sincerely mean that.
Well, because
you're taking the time of day to have a conversation with these people. That's quite nice of you.
I do hear it backfired on you though, Callum.
Oh.
It certainly did. Yep. So the last one that came round, we sat him down, I was having my chat with him, and my missus was in the background and she was just listening away, and then one of them started having a chat to her, and I was like, yeah, whatever, I've got this guy. I'm nailing him on his points. And then about 2 weeks later, a Bible turned up in the letterbox. And I was like, what's the deal with this? And the missus was like, oh, that's mine.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, really? Really? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And she's like, yeah. I was, I just thought I'd have a listen and have a bit more of a talk to him about it. I was like, oh, yeah, cool. So she went to two of their church sermons and stuff. And I was like, what's going on here? Aren't you currently employed by a completely different church?
Oh, wow.
Converted them over. And then so you had to sit down with her and start poking holes in your own relationship, did you? Like you do with them with the religion.
I'm still doing that. So their Bible has silver linings around the outside of it, and the old Christian Bible has gold.
Right.
So I'm simply pointing out, you know, you're second if you're putting silver on your Bible, not gold, right?